Now, there was a time when a laptop or a notebook computer was simply a cut-down version of your desktop computer. It wasn't as powerful or as connected, but it did allow you to do most of what you needed to while traveling. Now, fast forward a few years, maybe a few more, and the latest notebook computers are looking and acting more like tablet devices and smartphones. So, is there still a market for the traditional laptop? On the line is Jeff Morrissey, General Manager for End User Computing at Dell Australia and New Zealand. Thanks for joining me on Tech Daily.
Thanks for having me, Andy.
No worries at all. Now, what was the earliest notebook computer that you remember using? You know, what was it used for and what was it capable of doing?
Yeah, one of the first notebook computers I had was a product from a computer company called Gateway, who I worked for many years ago, and the product was called the Gateway Handbook. And it had a 486 DX2 CPU in it.
Wow.
And it had an itty bitty tiny screen. I actually can't remember what screen size. I think it was about 9 inches in, and it was a monochrome CGA display, which probably means nothing to anybody today, but for you and I, it was probably mean something.
Yeah, black with green writing, probably.
Pretty much. And I used it for email. I used it for, actually it wasn't called email then. It was called, I used an application called Beyond Mail.
Oh.
So before email, people talked about email, it was called Bmail.
That is very old. Now, Dell, of course, has been a leading manufacturer of home and business computers for many years. Just how much of Dell's business is now devices such as notebooks and tablets?
It's about just over half of our business now is in that mobile space. So we've certainly come a long way where we've seen that shift now from, you know, a desktop to a mobile, and certainly the evolution of processor technology, and obviously from a cost point of view, has helped that transition across from desktop to mobile computing.
Now, speaking of which, around 5 years ago, I had a big 16-inch Dell notebook system that was, you know, powerful enough basically to be a desktop replacement. And that's exactly what I used it for. I had to travel, but I needed something powerful. And indeed, it was really powerful, but it weighed about 4 kilograms. So what do you see is now the trend in notebooks in terms of demand now? What are people looking for in a notebook?
You know, it's pretty much the same thing a lot of people have generally looked for with notebooks. Everybody wants to be as thin as light as possible. They want to have the longest battery life, and they want the best performance. But when you break down the notebook market, what's changed since 5 years ago when you were carrying around your 16-inch luggable is, you know, the notebook market's quite diverse now with multiple form factors in there because of each individual user's needs. So one size no longer fits all. However, when you dig into it, I mean, the major trend we see is either an ultrabook people want, where they want to have that thin and light but very mobile form factor, but you still have people that will trade off having that thin and light form factor for a bigger display and more performance. So, you know, 15 inch is still a very popular form factor in the Australian New Zealand marketplace, but we are seeing the emergence then on the other side of that scale of the ultrabook, which is generally 14 inch and below, and sub 2 kilo in terms of weight.
And Jeff, now we're seeing these 2-in-1 type notebooks. What can you attribute that to? Is it sort of a response to the popularity in tablet devices that, you know, notebooks have, I guess, kind of been pushed into that space where they need to be more than one thing?
Well, I think I think that's partially, yeah. But I think the other thing is comes down to as well as budget. You know, yeah, as much as we all like to have all the toys, you know, for a lot of people, you know, their budget doesn't extend to having a tablet and a laptop. So a 2-in-1 really gives you the best of both worlds, where you can have that consumption experience of a tablet where you just want to consume information, where that's being on the web and the surfing or Twitter or Facebook, and then actually getting some real work done where you can attach to a keyboard and doing your notes for school or what an email or Excel, whatever it may be. So you can meet both needs with one device. So, you know, and within your budget, I guess. So that's one of the reasons we see 2-in-1 being picked up is you get the best of both worlds.
Now, people still come to me with this question. They want to know whether they should get a tablet device or whether they should get a notebook or an ultrabook. What's your tip for helping people make that decision where they can sort of have one or the other, but they're not sure which one they really want or need?
Sure. I mean, the main thing I'd ask people is what are they planning to use on the device first? So what's the applications you're going to run? Is it just general office application? And then the next question I'd ask them then is, you know, how much time do you think they'll actually be using the keyboard? You know, so they're going to spend a lot of time typing, then you probably want to go for a notebook or an ultrabook that has a, generally it has a full-size keyboard, 100% keyboard, mm-hmm. where generally the 2-in-1s, you know, have a keyboard, but it's usually, you know, 98% or less. It gets quite small to keep the form factor quite compact. So to me, it's workload, first of all, and what type of workload are you running? Because generally on the 2-in-1 devices, you generally see that to make the product run all day, you generally use a lower power processor. And the lower power you go, you get great battery life with them, which is brilliant. Mm. But generally, in terms of how long it takes to calculate, you know, a spreadsheet in Excel, it's going to be a little bit slower than, say, you know, a notebook or an ultrabook, which will have maybe a 15-watt type processor in there. So that difference of 10 watts can make a big difference in terms of performance for the user. So that's how I really have the conversation, is understand what's important in terms of the applications you're using. It's important to have a full-size keyboard. And then from a performance point of view, you need to have the highest level of performance. And you'll always get more performance in a notebook than you will in a tablet today. But as you know, we continue to see massive improvements in mobile technology. So I think you'll always see, there will always be a lag between a tablet and a full-size notebook, just purely because of the size of the form factor you have, which means you can put more power into it, you can cool it, and it gives you more performance.
So I guess that takes us back to where we started. What does the future look like for the traditional notebook computer, the notebook computer that isn't trying to be a tablet? It's you know, the cut down of your desktop computer.
I think we'll continue to see it evolve. You know, people still want to go drive it to be thinner and lighter. We're still trying to squeeze as much battery life and get as much performance out of the product as we can. You know, some very exciting things happening around display technologies. We're looking at what the mobile phone guys are able to do, where, you know, they're able to play around with the displays or adapt the displays to basically, when needed, if you're running multimedia, tweak the screen so that you can watch your video, but at the same time, make sure that you're saving as much battery life as possible. So I think you'll continue to see in the notebook space, you'll continue to drive thinner, lighter form factors, at the same time, try and put as much performance in there as you can, and obviously with that year, you're going to get longer battery life. And then you'll see, you know, different types of experiences around that, what are, you know, different connectivity around USB Type-C, USB Type-C with power distribution, where you have one cable going into your system that will also power your notebook and connect to your peripherals, if you like. You may see secondary displays may make a return in the marketplace with e-ink, you know. So I think you'll still see the clamshell. So that's what we call a traditional notebook in terms of design. But, you know, the size and shape will continue to change. And the same goes for screen sizes. As I did mention, you know, one size doesn't fit all. And that's the great thing about this market is, you know, there's probably a notebook out there for you because it's so diverse in terms of the number of products that are out there.
Finally, Jeff, what's the most exciting thing happening at Dell right now?
Well, the most exciting thing happening at Dell right now is we've just announced our Alienware 18. So back to your, you know, 16-inch notebook, it doesn't weigh 4 kilos, so you'd be glad to hear that.
Good.
You can get an 18-inch notebook that's lighter than 4 kilos. So that's the most exciting thing we've just launched. We've just launched a new Alienware 18. And obviously, you can expect some more announcements coming out soon, obviously with Skylake. So it'll be a very exciting period in the holiday timeframe for in the notebook space and the desktop space, actually.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jeff, again, for joining me on Tech Daily.
Thank you, Andy. Glad to be here.